Well, I'm back in Venice, and I'm sitting in one of my favourite little bars, just by the canal at the side of Santa Maria Formosa, looking at the ugly face of the gargoyle opposite, and watching the tourists go by. I've just been to the co-op to buy food for a salade niçoise that we're going to make tonight in the apartment, having had a great morning, just wandering around, looking at places again. It's been 2.5, maybe 3 years since I've been here, and since I'd visited many times, dozens of times in the decade before that, it does feel like a long time. And what's reassuring is how familiar it all feels. I haven't got lost yet. Getting lost in Venice is both easy and difficult, because Venice just sort of guides you to the place you want to be as long as you let the city take you. I've discovered I can still do my Venice walk, as in get past all the tourists in the narrow calle, and I've already been asked for directions once, so I still look like I at least know what I'm doing, not belong here, so that's all pretty reassuring. And it's wonderful to be here with Katie and her girls and a friend of theirs. So they're all off wandering, doing different things. I've just been to do the shopping and having a well-deserved beer, because it's in the high 20s, if not low 30s here. And even though I'm wearing my very stylish white linen suit, I'm beginning to sweat a bit. Fortunately, the apartment is very, very cool. Well, I say apartment, it's actually a small house, and it's got a roof terrace and all the glorious things you would expect. Shutters that look out over a narrow calle, the loud noise of everybody moving around in the morning. It's a perfect Venetian setting just round the back of San Marco. So if you're in Venice, drop me a tweet, drop me an audio boo, let me know. This evening, it's Redentore, and there'll be a fantastic fireworks display, obviously. There'll be a great celebration of the redemption from the plague of 1576, and there'll be a pontoon bridge across the canal separating the Rialto, Dorsoduro from Giudecca. So we'll get to walk across that. Never been here for Redentore before, looking forward to it. The place is packed full of tourists, but also packed full of Italians. Not sure how many Venetians are here at the moment. And if all goes well, tomorrow I'll have coffee with Michaela, an old friend who I met when I was here doing Digital Planet about 5 or 6 years ago, a Venetian who now lives in Milan. He and his friends had this massive and fantastic idea to put open wireless hotspots under all the bridges in Venice to make the city have a mesh network that will let you get connected from anywhere. Sadly, this did not yet happen, so I'm recording this in the bar, but it's going to be coming to you once I get back to the apartment and can latch onto the Wi-Fi there. So, it feels good to be back. Venice is the perfect city, and it's just great to have it back again.